This is 4 a.m. Written by Travi, my beloved. Read by Mistborn Hero. AL for the game Podfic. Rated for teen and up audiences. Featuring the relationship Kevin Day, Neil Justin, Andrew Miniard. It is tagged for cuddling. No plot. Relationship study. Bed sharing. Kevin didn't wake up first, ever. He always woke up last, in fact, and even then, he never wanted to be awake. So, when his eyes shut open to a dark room and he took a deep inhale and he could feel warmth in his arms rather than an empty bed, he was surprised. He slowly focused his gaze on the man in his arms, curling against him so his head was tucked beneath Kevin's and close enough for both of them to have their legs entwined. Neil had commented from time to time on how clingy Kevin was in his sleep, but he didn't get to experience it much himself. Neil had neglected to include that he obviously cuddled up to Kevin just as much, and despite his panicking mind, he felt an involuntary smile twitch at his lips before being forced down. He closed his eyes, willing his heart to slow down. He had woken from a nightmare that much he could easily tell. The details were blurred in his head, flashes of shapes and numbers and Rico's intense gaze. He opened his eyes again. His mind hounded him for details, but just this once, he had to leave that rock unturned. He had enough stored up nightmare of his time with the Morijamas. If he wanted to terrorize himself later, he would use those. Though he couldn't see him, he could feel Andrew's presence at his back. It was reassuring just to know he was there. Kevin could feel his pulse slow, tilting his head so his neck rested against the pillow, and measured the rate of his heart. He idly noted they weren't in the dorms. He squinted, trying to recall the night before. If he couldn't remember, they were definitely in Colombia. He rested his head comfortably again, staring at the wall over Neil's head. Andrew shifted behind him, fitful sleeper. Another thing Neil commented on over breakfast once. It was one of the reasons Kevin slept back-to-back with Andrew. Hard to kick Neil awake when he would have to go through Kevin, who was as good as dead when asleep, and about as long as the Great Wall. There were more dramatic reasons for their placements, but if Neil and Andrew ever addressed it, Kevin wasn't included. He needed Andrew at his back to protect him, but the day he said that to the blonde man's face in any situation where he wasn't having a meltdown was the day that he left him for good. Andrew had to have an end place regardless. He didn't like too much touching, and Neil just needed the ability to run out. Kevin privately thought of that part as a test. Every morning he left the room and Neil was still there in his life, he felt a small flicker of victory in his chest. He didn't need to move at all to be sure of this. The three of them needed some normalcy beyond almost killing each other every day. The bed arrangement was permanent, and because of that, if Neil wasn't up, Andrew wasn't either. They always followed a routine in the morning. Neil usually was up around 6, maybe 8 at the latest. Andrew left an hour later when Kevin's unconscious search for body heat finally caused him to latch onto Andrew. Kevin, a few hours later, whenever it occurred to someone that he wasn't up yet. Neil, Andrew, Kevin. The change in routine pissed Kevin off and he propped himself up, peering at the clock. He beat back a loud groan. He went to bed all of an hour ago, he was sure. He felt Neil shifting next to him, and he dropped down quickly, not wanting to wake him up. He didn't need to drag anyone else into this mistake of a morning. Neil's hands clutched at Kevin's shirt, and he fought the impulse to toss the other man away. After his nightmare, he was on the defensive, but Neil wasn't nearly alert yet to be throwing punches. Instead, he let out a tired whine and pressed his face against Kevin's neck. Kevin huffed out a laugh before he could help himself, and Neil pulled away just enough to give him a sleepy, yet nasty look.
"Go to bed, Kevin,"
he mumbled, a sliver of his icy blue eyes showing through his eyelashes, and Kevin could feel his heart skip a beat.
"Talk about cheesy."
"Shut it, Justin,"
he said back on reflex, and Neil just closed his eyes, resting again. Kevin pressed a kiss to his forehead without thinking, and Neil flinched back in surprise. Kevin winced at the reaction, caught off guard as well, and without warning, Andrew's fist slammed into his diaphragm.
"You two gonna give me a good fucking reason why we were not all knocked out right now?"
Andrew said with a growl, and a loud laugh escaped Neil's lips at Kevin's whiz in response. Kevin shot Neil a glare, took a deep breath, and lunged for him, knocking him off the bed and to the ground. Andrew mumbled,
"Jesus Christ." "Don't fucking laugh at me, Neil,"
Kevin growled, pinning Neil down. To Neil's credit, he seemed more amused than anything, though his eyes flickered up to the windows, then to the door reflexively. Kevin leaned down and kissed his forehead again, and Neil blushed, headbutting him on the nose.
"Fuck off. Apologize. I'm not doing the humiliation game right now,"
Neil responded quickly, and Kevin felt a competitive edge overcoming him.
"I said apologize. 4 a.m, guys,"
Andrew reminded, his voice taking on more of his neutral tone.
"No. Yes. No. I'm not doing this,"
Andrew announced, slightly louder, and a series of squeaks indicated he got off the bed and walked to the door.
"I'm going to sleep on the couch. No!"
Kevin leaped up immediately, tripping over Neil and falling to the ground. Andrew burst out laughing, gaining some of the sadistic amusement from Kevin's expression, and Neil joined in with a hand cupped over his mouth. A slam on the door cut off Kevin's impending threat, and Andrew opened it.
"Shut the fuck up!
Morning, Aaron."
Aaron slammed the door shut without further comment, and Andrew shrugged.
"The little man spoke.
Bet, both of you."
"Kevin's fault," Neil murmured, standing, and Kevin pulled himself up quickly to roll into the bed before him.
"Calm down."
"Night,"
Kevin responded, and Andrew rested a hand on his shoulder for a moment.
"Kevin, I love you, but you wake us up again, and Rico won't have the time to fuck you over."
"Shut up and go to bed,"
Neil responded for Kevin, laying down barely within Kevin's reach.
"I love you too,"
Kevin said after a moment, and Andrew snorted.
"Couldn't tell."
"Shut up and go to bed."
Finally, the room fell silent, and Kevin lay awake, watching Neil clearly do the same by the fidgeting of his hands. After a few minutes, he grabbed the smaller man and pulled him closer, resting his head on top of Neil's. He could feel Neil exhale slowly, hesitantly curling up into Kevin. Kevin closed his eyes, and didn't bother repressing his slight smile this time. The end. This has been recorded for Polypod Week 2025. Thank you for listening, and please remember to drink some water today.